Cult Posse.
This week on Trivia Minutes, we take a journey to the kingdom of Candyland, its meteoric rise to glory, and its just as meteoric fall. The year is 1948, and the world is intrigued as a new nation declares its independence from British colonial rule. World War II has taken its toll on the island nation's influence on its far-reaching empire, and thus the Kingdom of Candyland sprung to prominence. Stuck in between Germany and Estonia, the little nation knew how to market its one prominent resource, sweets.
I was excited for this new era for our country. My Grandma Nutt's peanut brittle house was filled to the brim with candy salesmen from around the world. I never even considered that the bottom would drop out.
The country was ruled by the Royal Candy Family, King Candy, Queen Frostine, and Princess Lolly.
So like everything was super great. I absolutely loved growing up in Candyland. And then Father bought the molasses swamp from Germany and like everything totally changed. Apparently their economy or something was like super crumbling and they were like totally desperate for a cash influx. It totally made sense at the time since Father like wanted to expand into the fudge industry. Plus like free fudge, you know?
Enter Gloppy, leader of the Molasses Swamp Clan, who wanted recognition for his people that had been denied him by the Germans. Things were great, until they weren't.
The Kingdom of Candyland was at its heyday in 1984. Everyone at Licorice Castle was happy. The country was prosperous. Tourism was on the rise. Everyone wanted to visit the beautiful ice cream sea and peppermint forest. But Gloppy was whispering in King Candy's ear, convincing him that the very thing that was making us prosperous was also destroying our great lands. In truth, Gloppy was jealous and felt his swamp wasn't being hailed as one of the crown jewels of Candyland.
To this day, Gloppy denies any scheming and says King Candy made those decisions on his own.
Oh, I can't say that I'm upset that the king made the decision that he did. He appointed me his number two and the molasses swamp excelled. Today we're all safe and prosperous. I guess I can't say the same for the rest of the districts in Candyland. And no one is sure what quite happened to Lord Licorice after they revolted at the Licorice Castle.
Tune in this Sunday for more interviews with residents of Candyland. And we catch up with King Candy, drunk on peach schnapps, in the bar of the Peanut Brittle House, which is now a strip club, the crumbling of Candyland. Trivia Minutes Sunday.